Jack Smith, the guy who is investigating Donald Trump, the special counsel, he's like a dog on a bone. We found out yesterday he's trying to leave no stone unturned. He was going after Trump's Twitter data. Twitter, currently known as X, right, was served with a warrant to hand over President Donald Trump's account details. And on top of that, Kevin, not only you got to turn it over, you cannot tell anyone that we asked you to turn over all this evidence or Donald Trump's data. It's a non-disclosure order. Do not publicly disclose what we are doing.
Well, Jack Smith said he had reasonable ground to believe that Trump would seriously jeopardize the ongoing investigation, and this would give an opportunity to destroy evidence, change patterns of behavior, or notify Confederates. Do you think Trump would ever change patterns? I don't think he'd ever change patterns. Trump, he's popping off on this. He said, just found out that crooked Joe Biden's DOJ secretly attacked my Twitter account, making it a point to not let me know about the major hit on my civil rights. My political opponent is going crazy, all caps, trying to infringe on my campaign for president. Nothing like this has ever happened before. Does the First Amendment still exist? Did deranged Jack Smith tell the unselects to destroy and delete all the evidence? These are dark days in America. I do not think Donald Trump is ever going to change his patterns.
No,
I don't know who signed the warrant.
One thing is predictable is that he is unpredictable. So you can expect some surprising comments at times from him.
I will say one thing in Twitter or X's defense. They did not just turn this thing over when they were served. They held off and held off. They were held in contempt of court.
Yeah, they were.
And they were fined $350,000.
Would that have happened, though, under Jack Dorsey, do you think? This is when Elon Musk had already bought now Twitter.
Yeah.
And he was a big deal on protecting users' data and whatnot. And he's like, no, you can't just willy-nilly have it. I'm not going to give it over to you. And he took the hit. He tried to fight it. He lost.
Let's bring in Attorney Todd Flood from Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Great, guys. Good morning.
So how common is this? Is this something that happens routinely, or is this something that's special for the former president?
No, it happens all the time because the social media platform that you have is like a diary almost, right? And a lot of it's public information, but the fact of the matter is in this four-count indictment, they have to show corrupt intent, right, and overt acts. So the fact is you get this diary of Trump and his tweets, or more secretively, you get his private messages, his DMs, or you get anything that were drafts that goes to the, to showing his intent at the time of what he was thinking and how he was doing these overt acts, if any. So when you're in the target of a investigation, yes, there's going to be, if you have Facebook, if you have any kind of social media, search warrants are done all the time, and all of them are sealed. I'm in a case right now with a public official, and we are just now getting some of the search warrants that were done that were sealed for the case. So it's not uncommon. It's very common. And it's out of the playbook of prosecutors. So nothing surprising.
How does this, because the defense here, Donald Trump saying essentially his team that this is kind of a violation of his First Amendment rights. Is that the case? Or is this something, as you said, it happens routinely. What rights do consumers have from the government coming in and just demanding their data from these various private companies?
Well, you got to have probable cause to believe that a crime was committed, and you got to be able to show that the fruits for what you're looking for are in this data, right? So if they had the probable cause and they had a proper search warrant, that's not a violation of First Amendment. His defenses to the indictment are, for he has basically three: First Amendment speech. So he's not conflating the two, but the search warrant versus the indictment. His defense on First Amendment is I had the right to speak this. Well, you don't have the government's answer to that is, it's conduct. It's conduct with the speech. So the other defenses that he gets, he didn't have a corrupt intent. And the third defense to this indictment is I relied on my attorneys. So, one, you're asking about the search warrant. That's probable cause to believe that I'm going to find the fruits of what I'm looking for, and I can show that it's there, and they, you know, have to lay out the probable cause in the search warrant. Two, it's always sealed because, you know, you don't telegraph to the target that you're getting this information, because it's clear as day most of the time, you know, people would delete things or try to erase things or get rid of things to show, you know, that they didn't have the material. So that's why you have it sealed. So I don't think this is anything remarkable. It's not a First Amendment violation. I don't see a First Amendment violation. It's a probable cause Fourth Amendment issue. Your right to be secure from, you know, the king coming in and knocking down your door, right? That's why we put the Fourth Amendment in place.
What do you make of Twitter being fined $350,000 and the fact that they delayed the production of the records that were sought in the search warrant?
Well, that was the reason for the fine, was the delay. They wouldn't have gotten the $350,000, which for Twitter is probably chump change. They lose that in a half hour or gain that in a half hour on the stock market. So the fact of the matter is, they delayed it of getting the material to the courts and to special counsel by whatever, however many days. I don't think it was that long, too. I just think it was like 2 or 3 days that they delayed getting the information over to the government. So the judge levied a fine against them and the hearing and the contempt of $350,000.
I guess when I was bringing up the First Amendment issue, it was more with the fact that they were ordered. Twitter was to the non-disclosure aspect of this order that we're gonna take this from you. You can't tell anybody that we did this. In that context, is there any argument to say that's a violation of my First Amendment rights?
So you get a protective order, and they had to argue for the protective order in front of the judge. And you have to lay out the reason why to the court that necessity for a protective order, and that the content of the search is to be protected. That's why they did it. No, it's not a First Amendment violation.
Okay.
When you can lay a compelling argument to a court that you have a non-disclosure agreement and / protective order. We know, you know, the lay public knows it as an NDA, that the criminal procedure knows that when we have discovery, we put things under protective orders so that the public can't see, you know, the acts of where they're searching, how they're searching, doing those types of things.
Yeah, the actual details. And I get that, absolutely, because that could interfere with the investigation itself. It's very interesting, the more that comes out of this and the more we become aware of what's going on. Always appreciate perspective. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Thanks so much, Todd.
Love you guys. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one. Enjoy your day. We love you, too, by the way. We're going to check with Fox News real quick. We'll be back after that. We'll take your phone calls. 800-859-0WJR.